Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 5, 1887 to 1888. Maxen, Brother and Sister, Basel, Switzerland, March 24, 1887. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother and Sister Maxen, I received a letter from you the 22nd inst, also one from Dr. Kellogg. I am more than ever convinced that there was not frank and open dealing with Dr. K by the conference committee. He feels very much as if he had been misused, and I think there ought to have been a different course pursued. I am not a friend to undercurrent working. I believe Christians should be open and fair as the day. But the more I consider this matter, the more I am inclined to feel great fears in regard to the Ohio Institution. But it is not necessary in this for me to express my opinion. I do not advise you to go to Ohio. If you go, the impression will certainly prevail that the object that was presented before the committee for you to go to New York to labor in the mission was a mere blind, and will put a very bad appearance upon the motive which led Brother Haskell in particular to urge this movement. It would create a state of feeling that the Lord alone could see the after results. No matter who invites you, or whose voice calls you, or what authority you have for going, I am certain that God would not be pleased with this movement. I could not sanction this even if we did not desire you to go to St. Helena. We must cut off all occasion for misunderstanding and alienation. This is Satan's work to cause division and separate the brethren. I have been kept perfectly in the dark. I have not had the slightest intimation in regard to an institution's being brought into existence in Ohio. But take the matter as it stands. I do not like the way in which they are trying to bring you to connect with that institute. It looks too much like the secretive work of the enemy rather than the open, frank, noble work of Christian commandment keepers. I think I discern in your letter a strong inclination to go to Ohio, and perhaps that is the reason you were by some way disconnected from the sanitarium, for I know the services of you both were needed there. If you could do good work, you were needed at the San. But now you have disconnected there, I entreat of you to not connect with the Ohio Institution. I cannot feel that they have taken counsel of God. I certainly cannot sanction the course pursued to disconnect you from the San. God never blesses anything but frank, open-handed, open-hearted work. And if any of our ministers have been communicating with you, and you have sanctioned this way of doing, the blessing of the Lord cannot attend you till you make everything straight. I have a request to make to not be over-persuaded to unite with the Ohio Institution, for it will not be right. I have written to Dr. Kellogg. I told him, as he had taken an interest in you and you had been connected with him, I could not feel it right to invite you to connect with the health retreat unless he removed every objection and felt perfectly free to have me do so. He said he would have no objection to your going to St. Helena, and that he would think best for you to come to the sanitarium, if you should desire, to stay 4 or 6 weeks to perfect some parts in your medical profession. Of course, this is as you prefer. He said he would do his uttermost to this end. Now, I am quite anxious that you should connect with the St. Helena Health Retreat, because we have not a lady physician there, and this is our great need now. We also need another gentleman physician. I think the climate would please you, the location would please you, and I think you would be happy there. I write this at once because I want you to be settling your mind upon this matter. But whatever you do, be open as the day, and God bless you.